There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell subbing in today for Joyce Riley. This Cinco de Mayo. Don't drink too many margaritas, guys. You have to pay attention to all the news I'm giving you here today. In a minute, we're going to have sitting family court judge Richard Halloran joining us to discuss some CPS issues. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have CPS specialist attorney Shannon Smith also joining us to give her perspective on CPS abuses. And later in the show, we're going to have author John Whitehead to discuss his book that he partially wrote on CPS abuses in the system. So it'll be an interesting show to get many different takes on how, if, and why the federal government is looking out for your kids, or are they actually out to get your kids? There was a recent story, and we'll be talking about this in a minute. Excuse me. The Meetiv family. The Meetiv family believes in free-range parenting. And what is free-range parenting? Well, free-range parenting is letting your kids wander and letting them wander to help grow them into responsible people. Now, when I was a kid, I would often walk to school. It was about 5 blocks away from my house. And I started that when I was 6 years old. And I had to cross a busy road on the way there. And it was no problem. I would often ride my bike miles at a time all over town, all by myself. I'd ride downtown, buy baseball cards, eat the gum out of them. No problem. Statistics have shown that crime against children has dropped dramatically since I was a kid in the late 1970s. Yet, it seems that kids being anywhere, even a few feet away from their parents now, is unacceptable. And the Meetivs have had their kids taken away by CPS because they let them wander and let them play outside and let them walk to a park not too far from their home. And after fighting CPS and being told they have to watch over their kids better, the Meetivs let their kids wander again. And again, they're in trouble with CPS. Nothing has happened to their kids. The Meetivs aren't any crazy people. They're both highly educated people that have made a decision that they want their kids to not be baby, that they can wander no problem and experience things all on their own. You know, studies have shown that less than 1% of abduction cases are done by a stranger. It's a very, very minuscule amount. Yet if you listen to the media and all the hype, well, you would think it was much, much higher. Not true at all. So I have to ask the question, is CPS's reaction to this sort of thing brought on entirely by media hype? You know, it would seem to me that if statistics of child abduction are going way down, there should be relaxation of this sort of thing, and kids should be free to wander more, not less. You know, and I have to compare it to where I live now. You know, here in Costa Rica, kids are allowed to wander freely. It's not a problem. Actually, it's expected. You don't have nosy, busybody neighbors calling CPS if they see a child wandering. It's not a problem. It's normal. Just the other day, I was out for a jog, and I ran by a child of about age 2, running down the middle of a road, running by a pit bull that was not on a chain. The parent was about 2 blocks down the road, heading the opposite direction. Nobody stopped the child. Nobody called CPS. Nobody was concerned, because there's nothing to be concerned about. It's normal. Let's take a break here and we'll be right back.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell subbing in today for Joyce Riley. It looks like I got my wish as I stated at the start of the show. I want to see a toucan. Well, there are two in a tree right in front of me playing in my yard. So I got my wish there. Hey, remember, guys, to check out thepowermall.com. Check out the great products we have on sale this week. One that caught my eye that you should look at, Jungle Peanuts. Support my local neighborhood, the jungle, by buying Jungle Peanuts. I eat peanuts here pretty much every day because it's such a healthy snack. Also, we have ICANN berries on sale, eight ounces on sale for $13.50. Mulberries on sale, 16 ounces on sale for $13.46. I have to laugh at the Jungle Peanuts because it brings up an article I read earlier this week about a monkey being constipated from eating peanuts and the veterinarian licking his butt to stop the constipation. Yes, I know it's kind of gross, but that's what it reminded me of. I'm just kind of getting a kick out of the Jungle Peanuts and the tie-in. But listen, don't let that turn you off. Buy the Jungle Peanuts. They're really good. So thepowermall.com. Remember, you can call in and purchase items from the Power Hour by calling 1-877-817-9829. Also, look at our other items that are not on sale. We have a lot of great products there. So back to talking about CPS. You know, is CPS an organization that you want taking your kids away for not giving them vaccines? Is CPS an organization you want taking your kids away for letting them wander? Should they be able to take your kids away because you use medical marijuana and it helps a particular illness you have? How much power should these CPS people have to take away your kids? And what kind of training do these people actually have? We're going to bring Judge Halloran on now, and Judge Halloran is a sitting family court judge who's been on the bench of the Wayne County Circuit Court in Michigan since 1998. And today, as Circuit Court Judge, Richard Halloran specializes in overseeing domestic relations cases, domestic violence, abuse, divorce, child custody, and child support. And with Wayne County's Third Circuit Court, he has adjudicated over 80,000 personal protection orders, established 3 domestic violence courts, and obtained a grant from the United States Department of Justice on violence against women. So let's bring on Judge Richard Halloran.
Good morning.
Welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, other than a little late. Traffic was horrible in downtown Detroit. We're coming back as a city, and that means we're getting more traffic. It's been amazing.
You're sitting watching traffic, and I'm sitting watching two toucans playing a tree.
I can hear them.
Well, we're going to be a little bit short on the segment, so let's get right into it.
Sure.
Sitting on the family bench, you've had a lot of dealings with Child Protective Service cases over the years,
Most
correct?
Definitely. Most definitely. Oh. Unfortunately, we get too many of them.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of uproar nationally over some cases that have been going on, and I kind of wanted to get it from a judge perspective on how a Child Protective Service complaint works its way through the court system. So let's say you have a neighbor... You know, you have a neighbor that's Gladys Kravitz that's in all your business, and she calls CPS to complain that, you know, she heard screaming from your home or something like that. So where does it go from there?
Well, generally what happens is most CPS referrals are anonymous. So the people will call, and then the CPS workers have an obligation to immediately investigate it. And this is what puts them in a difficult situation, because if they ignore it, they get into trouble, and if they over-investigate it, sometimes they get into trouble. So they will immediately start an investigation, and within several weeks' time, they will have talked to everybody about it. If they believe that there is some serious harm going on, they will possibly remove the child. And I think most of the stories lately have been overzealous removal of children in situations where maybe most people wouldn't do it. And so then eventually a complaint might come to court. Either if the CPS finds there's abuse and neglect, they might take it to juvenile court to try to get the parents into a program or to take the children away from the parents. Or there might be an abuse and neglect call that comes while there's a divorce going on or a child custody complaint, wherein then the complaint becomes part of my fact-finding is to find out what's actually going on there. But usually within 30 days, we're going to get a report, 60 at the most.
Okay. So you're going to get a report from CPS. Now, what are these CPS workers backed up on their cases? You know, Detroit's a big town. Is there adequate staffing?
Unfortunately, although the public is really upset about, you know, when we hear of these horrible abuse cases, some most recently in New York City, where there's terrible abuse, that, oh, my goodness, why weren't they in there sooner? And what gets a lot of the media play are the situations where CPS steps in where maybe they shouldn't have stepped in. But the problem is everybody's there overworked. Nobody puts the finances into really having enough people not only trained, but having enough people to the caseloads. The caseloads are overwhelming. You know, we'll put way more money into locking people up in prison than we will put into providing more caseworkers for Child Protective Services, especially when we as a society say that children are, you know, are some of our most important assets, but we just don't put the money where our assets are. We would put them into prisons and other places to lock people up as adults. So they're overworked and understaffed, and that's across the board nationwide.
Okay. So obviously that's a problem. Now, what kind of training does it take to become a CPS worker? What are the qualifications, if you know?
Well, I don't know all the qualifications, but I know that they get extensive training, and then they get ongoing training. So it's not like that they're just trained and then put out on the job. They're always brought up to date on what the latest findings are with regard to abuse and what's the best way to approach things. So there's ongoing continuing education for them. But again, once again, if you're overworked, you don't necessarily have the time to take to avail yourself of all the most current things of what's going on. And it becomes more of a process where it almost becomes routine, unfortunately. And you just have so many cases, you just can't deal with it all effectively as you would like.
Okay, so we have some CPS workers that might be understaffed and might be undertrained. So those are both potential issues. Now, how much credibility would you say the word of a CPS worker is given in a courtroom?
Well, in the courtroom, it's given pretty good credibility. The problem is a lot of people don't understand exactly what their findings mean. A lot of times there'll be a complaint made to the CPS, and CPS will do an investigation, but then they will say that the claim of abuse is unsubstantiated. It's a nice legal term, which means they couldn't prove it. It doesn't mean that something wrong wasn't going on. It just means that they can't substantiate that there was actual harm being done to the children. So many times for the judge, it leaves me, somebody will say, well, see, Your Honor, the CPS said that there was no abuse. Well, no, they didn't say that. They just said that they couldn't find that there was abuse going on. So it's more likely when they do find abuse that that's helpful to me in making determinations as to what's going on. But when they don't substantiate a claim, it sort of indicates that maybe there's nothing going on, but it means I have to do more fact-finding or the attorneys involved in it have to get me more information to find out what's truly going on. And if you've got a really abusive situation, people are very good at hiding it and preventing you from finding out that abuse is going on. That's why I've spent so much of my career creating domestic abuse courts, because they're many times difficult to understand what's really going on in an abusive behavior. There may not be physical abuse, but there may be emotional and psychological abuse, and that's harder to determine.
And I would suppose then if you get a CPS report that says abuse unsubstantiated, then it would be up to you to determine the credibility of the people that are accused of the abuse.
Correct. Right? You know, and that's more difficult because I have to rely. I can't do necessarily an independent investigation. I have to rely on either the attorneys who are representing the parties, or if there's no attorneys, then I have to rely on the parties. But sometimes what I can do is I can appoint what's called a guardian ad litem. We call it a GAL, and that's for the children or the child. And that guardian can then undertake their own independent investigation to find out what's going on and then report back to the court what's happening, which is very helpful for me because it allows somebody to actually go out and investigate. And then I have a much clearer idea of what's happening.
So now, if a judge, a particular judge, would have a problem telling or figuring out which party was more credible, that could lead to potential abuses.
Oh, most definitely.
In these complaints, correct?
Most definitely, and that's why it's imperative that we have training for judges, not necessarily in the law. Most judges know and understand the law. Many judges do not understand social problems of what's going on. They don't understand the dynamics of abuse. They don't understand abusive personalities. And so, you know, many times, for instance, and this is a very stereotypical type of case, but in a determination of custody, you have two parties show up and the father appears very confident and very, you know, loving, and the woman appears very meek and shy almost, or maybe she's on drugs or something. And so therefore you start thinking, oh, well, you know, the dad's a better dad. When in reality, the reason she's acting that way is because she's terrified of him, you know, and so you don't even see the underlying abuse that may be going on. It's the power and control as to what's happening there. And so it's very important that judges attend training to understand the dynamics of abuse so that they recognize it when it shows up in their courtroom. There's a...
Go ahead. hold that thought, Judge. We have to take a break here. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
All right.
And we'll continue our discussion until the bottom of the hour.
All right.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back to the Power Hour. This is Kurt Haskell subbing today for Joyce Riley. We have Judge Richard Halloran from the Family Court in Detroit joining us here today. And Judge, I wanted to ask you, you know, how often is it that people that make a complaint have an alternative agenda? For instance, a couple is going through a divorce and you have the husband make an anonymous, of course, all the complaints are anonymous, anonymous complaint that his wife is a prostitute around their child, or the wife calls in and says, You know, my husband inappropriately touches my daughter between her legs. I mean, how often does that go on?
Well, unfortunately, it happens too often. But it's probably only in about 5 to 10% of the cases, if it's even that much. And we pretty much recognize that that's what's going on, because there's been lots of other problems between the couple in that type of a situation. So that's, but what it does is it messes up the entire system, because it takes people away from, the CPS workers from investigating true situations of abuse, to, you know, false claims. And a lot of times those false claims are made over and over and over again. So it becomes fairly clear to us as judges that this is what's happening. You know, the fourth or fifth time that the abuse report has gone in, it becomes a red flag for us to see that. So, it's a difficult situation, but it's unfortunately just part of relationships between human beings that you're going to be involved with somebody who's going to lie about you. You know, and that's part of the reason you're getting the divorce. But I think we're all pretty clear in the system that that's not necessary, you know, that these are false reports. So,
right. How easy is that for you to pick out a false report?
For me, having been on the bench 17 years, it's pretty easy. Because of the way it's worded, the way it sounds like the child's been coached, the way the description of what happened is, there's more subtle things about real abuse that are much more easy to detect if you've been doing this for a long time.
And that brings me to my next question. How often does it happen that children are told to lie to CPS or judges and say, "Daddy, touch me between my legs," or whatever, because they've been promised a vacation to Disney World if they say that, or, you know, yeah, an Xbox or whatever?
Probably it only maybe 1 to 2% of the abuse cases, but it's pretty clear because the child repeats the same phrase over and over again, as opposed to a description of what might have occurred or what might have happened. You know, the child will repeat the same phrase, you know, like you just said, "Daddy touched me between the lights. Daddy touched me," as opposed to any other description of what was going on at the time, or, you know, whether it was dark or what have you. And that's why CPS workers and certain prosecutors are trained in what's called a forensic interview. It's a very detailed type of interview that doesn't ask direct questions, that tries to get to the subtleties of what might have occurred to get the child to explain in their own terms as to what actually happened, as opposed to what they've been told to say happened. So,
now, just, you know, my experience, and these sort of interviews are called kids talk interviews. They're not easy to get a hold of for
right.
an attorney in Michigan.
Right.
And, you know, in some of my cases, I've taken it upon myself to actually go watch the videos. And it's, in my opinion, kind of disturbing, because in some cases, the CPS workers, I don't know if I want to say coax, but word questions in a certain way to get a certain answer.
Have you run into
any of that?
No, I haven't per se, but I've heard about it, and you are correct. Some of them, you know, some people are unfortunately trained to see abuse where it may not occur, and their own then subtle programming causes them to ask questions in such a way that they're suggesting the answer to the child, and the child, you know, is going to give them that answer. And that's not a forensic interview. You know, that's basically asking leading questions, as we as attorneys know, suggesting what the answer should be, and the child, in order to please the interviewer, will tell the interviewer exactly what they want to hear. That's why it's so important
right.
to have a really good forensic interviewer.
Right. And the problem would be, of course, then, that instead of seeing the video, which is very hard to obtain, you get a transcript of the answers
right.
from the child.
Right.
And that could lead to all sorts of issues, right?
That's correct. And that's really why I think it's so important to have, if you're going to go to trial on something like this, you know, in a custody matter, to have an independent review. That's part of the reason I like a guardian ad litem, or I like to have my own court expert who's going to interview the person, to interview the child or children, as opposed to relying on the professionals, so to speak, because maybe sometimes they're so overworked they have a bias towards it. So,
well, Judge, unfortunately we're out of time. I thank you very much for coming here today on our show. I'll let you get back to your morning doctor. I know you've been putting it off, so you can join us.
Right. Next time, invite me down there to watch the toucans with you.
You're welcome anytime.
All right. Thank you so much
for
having me.
We'll be right back. No problem. We'll be right back.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell subbing in for Joyce Riley today on Cinco de Mayo, which is not the Mexican Independence Day, as I found out over the weekend. But continuing our discussion on CPS abuses in the CPS system, we just had Judge Richard Halloran on giving the perspective from the court, and now we're going to bring on Attorney Shannon Smith, who's a CPS, again, CPS, child, meaning Child Protective Services, expert. The law offices of Shannon Smith, PC, is known throughout Michigan for successfully defending clients accused of criminal sexual conduct and serious child abuse allegations. In these cases, oftentimes clients are facing not only criminal charges, but also have to resolve issues with Child Protective Services and may face termination of their parental rights. Shannon Smith has the experience and ability to help you in every aspect of your case, including the criminal courts, juvenile courts, and even the family courts. Shannon has represented numerous men, women, juveniles, teachers, and other professionals facing these types of charges. So let's welcome CPS attorney Shannon Smith to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to hear from you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. sitting here in the sun in Costa Rica, watching toucans play in the tree.
Nice.
So we've been talking about CPS cases on the show today. I talked a little bit about one of the national cases, and we had Judge Richard Halloran on, kind of giving the judge perspective a little earlier. Now, this is your specialty that you practice, correct? CPS, child abuse sort of type of cases?
That's correct. About half my cases involve Child Protective Services involvement and clearing up those kind of issues for clients. So that's right.
Okay. You know, a lot of people nationwide think Child Protective Services are out to steal your children or tell you how exactly you need to parent your children. Is that kind of how you think of Child Protective Services? Or what's kind of your overall opinion of them?
Okay, so my overall opinion is that they're supposed to be out there to protect children. And I think in a lot of circumstances, in a lot of cases, they absolutely do that. And they're critical to making sure children are protected. The problem is, in the last, especially couple of years, it seems like they abuse their power more often than they should. They're given an enormous amount of power to take children away from people. I have seen more ridiculous cases prosecuted in that way in the last few years. So I think the problem is it's just become an abuse of discretion on their part, and it's really they've just started to do things that are way beyond what Child Protective Services was ever meant to do. And I think it's a huge problem.
So is this comparable to what the police in the United States are doing? They're just kind of above the law. There's no check on their power. Is that a good analogy?
I think that's a really good analogy. And I think part of the problem is that most people, until there's media attention about it or these videos coming out, blogs about it, most people are unaware what police have done in the past. I think this has been going on all along. What CPS has done in the past, I think that's been going on all along too. And so now just I think more people are becoming aware of it. But it's certainly something I've seen in my practice over the last several years.
You know, Shannon, when I was practicing, and I did a fair amount of these types of cases too, I would often see cases where a CPS worker would just get kind of a grudge against my client because my client said something maybe inappropriate at the house visit or, you know, maybe didn't make an appointment at a particular time the worker wanted or whatever, and the worker gets irritated with them and kind of holds the grudge throughout the case, whether it's warranted or not. I mean, has that been your experience too?
Absolutely, yes. And I like when I get clients from the very beginning because I can teach them how to get along with protective services and make the relationship better so it's less likely to happen. A lot of my cases come to me later, and it's all about damage control, and it's a mess. And I think you're exactly right. If a worker has something against a person, even if it's just on a personal level, it can cause a major issue. They have enormous power, and it's something that most people don't realize.
Right, enormous power to take your children out of your home on a whim, right? But no, just on them deciding that it's in your children's best interest.
Well, they have to meet legal thresholds, but the problem is the court gives protective services testimony an enormous amount of weight. So when they do file a removal petition and a judge or a referee sees this removal petition come in, I think it gives them an enormous amount of weight compared to what it should. And so you have to remember, too, that protective services workers, I have found that they can write anything in a petition. And a lot of times they write things that are not accurate. And when the petition is heard the day after, within 24 hours of it being issued, it gives a lawyer very little time to prepare. And most lawyers who start these cases get them the day that it goes to court. So you can't really have a full cross-examination or chance to even show that the protective services worker is misleading the court. And so in the end, they really get an unfair amount, you know, advantage almost.
Right. And, you know, in my experience, too, I've seen where Child Protective Services workers may just not like how a person parents. And it may not
Absolutely.
Be illegal. They might
Absolutely.
Just not agree with it. And they may exaggerate other things may not tell the court about particular behavior of the client that might be good for them in order to skew the picture. I mean, is that kind of your perspective on it too?
It's absolutely my perspective. And I mean, I had a case, for example, where I represented two psychiatrists who were parents, and their child claimed he wanted to commit suicide, and it was something he did over and over and over. This was his way of acting out to get what he wanted. And the parents said, he's not suicidal, we know him, and we're psychiatrists, by the way. And they took him from the hospital, and CPS went crazy over it and tried to file a removal petition. And when I read the removal petition, it was completely inaccurate. It made these parents sound like scum of the earth, not professional psychiatrists who also know their child. It was just ridiculous. And so I think you're absolutely right.
So now it's not also the problem that these people just aren't, and I hate to say they're not highly educated, but a lot of them aren't, right? Isn't that a true statement?
I think it is a true statement, and I'll tell you what my experience has been. What I have found is that most protective services workers, and I'm saying most because there are some very good ones who've been around a long time, are on the younger side. They've just come out of college. A lot of times it's an easier entry-level position to get into. And the problem is really that they're poorly trained. So they're poorly trained. They don't really have much life experience, especially in terms of parenting children and determining what's appropriate and what's not. And then they're given this enormous control. And I think some of them kind of get on a power trip and just abuse their position because it's powerful and they're able to do it. And then what I found is the really good protective services workers go on to no longer be workers, and they become supervisors and things like that. And the other ones turn over and go into other areas of work. It's definitely not an easy job. So there's a lot of turnover, and I do think that there's bad training.
So we have a whole list of problems here. Bad training, understaffing, people getting on
high
a power
turnover.
Trip. High turnover, maybe overstaffed. You know, according to Judge Halloran, he thinks one of the big problems is understaffing, having too big of a caseload. I mean, is that a major problem too, do you think?
No, I do think that's a major problem. And I think that becomes more of a problem in cases where the allegations are totally unfounded. And the reason I say that is because even with allegations that have no basis, it can take months to clear up because they are understaffed. And so if somebody is going to come in and put you at risk of losing your children or put your children in jeopardy, they should at least be able to move quickly and efficiently in doing an investigation. And quite honestly, I've had some open for months and months when there's no basis for an investigation. And then it ties up the family court because everyone wants to know what's the outcome of the protective services investigation. And there's absolutely nothing to it, yet it takes months to close. And I've had parents that have not been able to be around their children those months or have had to have supervised parenting time. I think that's a huge issue.
Right. And aren't a lot of these child protective service complaints just completely bogus to get a leg up on a custody fight or someone just calling in because they don't like a particular parent for some reason?
You know, that happens in a lot of my cases. That absolutely happens in many, many cases. But I think the problem is, one of the things is you can file a CPS complaint, at least in Michigan, anonymously. And so the person who's filing the complaint has no repercussion against them, and the law protects them from being outed as the source of the complaint. And that's a big problem, too, because then if no one ever has to suffer repercussions for making a false complaint, it just means that CPS is probably being overloaded with false complaint after false complaint.
Right. So you could call in because you don't like that your neighbor's playing music too loud and say, hey, Mr. So-and-so, I saw him reaching down his daughter's pants and touching her inappropriately yesterday, and that complaint would be anonymous, right?
Absolutely, yes. And the law would protect me from being listed as the referral source and having that person find out I was the one who filed the complaint.
Okay. So really this could really just be a big game to get back at someone you don't like or to get custody of your child by complaining against the other parent.
Absolutely. And I had a case where there were literally 37 unsubstantiated complaints against my client, who was the mother. And literally every time Protective Services got a complaint, an anonymous complaint, they had to follow up and do an investigation and interview and dive into these people's lives. And there has to be a better way to regulate the system and make sure that's not happening. But right now, that's how it is.
And look, if someone calls in, unless, you know, this is a case I saw quite a bit, this sort of situation, you know, so-and-so is inappropriately touching his 1 or 2 year old daughter, you know, and there's never any proof of this, right? But this could cause someone to not see their child for a long time, right?
Absolutely. I just finished a CPS case in Michigan where a father was accused of inappropriately touching his daughter, and even though she said, explicitly said, he's only touched me when he wiped me, my client had supervised parenting time for at least 8 months. It's still a mess. There are still people who believe this happened. And it's just sad that the CPS investigation, despite the child even explaining the only time her dad ever touched her was in wiping her, has caused him to nearly lose his children. His relationship with them is severely damaged because he sees them 1 hour a week compared to what he used to see them. It's crazy.
Right. And even though the child backed him up.
Absolutely, right. And my client passed polygraphs, multiple polygraphs, including one with law enforcement.
And you know, so, isn't this a major problem too? When someone makes a complaint about sexual abuse like that, there's really no medical evidence if there's not any sort of penetration, right? If it's just inappropriate touching, there's no proof at all.
That's correct. And even in cases where penetration is alleged, there's not necessarily going to be physical evidence. So those claims are the most serious and scariest to be facing because we don't expect there to be physical evidence. And a lot of times people say somebody's word is just enough. And you also have to remember, it's very easy to coach, you know, a 3 or 4 year old child into corroborating the claim that another adult makes. It's very easy. Anyone who has little children knows you can get them to say you had dinner on Mars last night.
Right, exactly. Or you were naked in bed with your dad yesterday, right? You know, if you tell the CPS worker that tomorrow, well, I'll take you to Disneyland next week, right? There's that sort of thing that goes on, too.
Absolutely. And sometimes, just by the way memory works, especially in young children, if you talk about something over and over, or if you ask suggestive questions, or you say things in a certain way to them, research shows they can easily come to believe a false memory that something has happened. And that happens in many, many of my cases.
So essentially what we have then in a CPS complaint, we have unskilled workers that are overworked, that may have a bias, that are on a power trip, and the other evidence we have is no medical evidence and the witness statements of children that may or may not be credible.
That's correct.
So what kind of case does this make against someone?
I'm sorry, you have to repeat that. What kind of case does this make?
I'm sorry. So we take all this as a whole, which to us may seem like not very credible evidence, but to a court, this may be credible evidence to take the child away.
That's what's happening right now, and that's what's scary. And the problem is that really the way our laws read, they're very vague, and I personally think they're unconstitutional in how vague they are, because when you put, it's very subjective. So if you get one worker, they might find that it's improper supervision, for example, to let your child walk 2 driveways down to go to a bus stop. Another worker might think improper supervision means leaving children alone for hours and hours at a time. But when no one knows what the laws are and they're so vague, it really makes it unfair to the parents, to the workers, to the courts, to everyone. So I think there's just so many things that need to be changed to fix this.
Right. You know, we've seen the cases of these so-called free-range parents that let their children wander, and nobody can ever say how far it's okay to let your children wander. Like, can they walk across the street to play in a park if they have to cross a busy road? Is that okay? What if they have to walk a mile to play in a park, but there's no busy roads and it's a safe neighborhood? I mean, there's really no black and white standard to this, right?
Absolutely. Right. It's completely up to whoever finds these children and has to make a call on what their gut thinks. And it's unfair.
Right. It's completely unfair because you can't, as a parent, you can't say, well, I can do this and I can't do that. And even if you get in trouble with CPS and ask them what's appropriate, they can't tell you. And because of the high turnover, you may get a different worker each time you have the question. Anyway, we're going to go to break here, and we'll be back here in 3 minutes. Hang with us.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell subbing in today for Joyce Riley. Talking CPS cases here with attorney Shannon Smith. And we're getting quite a different perspective than we had earlier from sitting family court judge Richard Halloran. And Shannon, you know, why would you suspect that we would get a different perspective from a sitting family court judge than from a practicing attorney? Any input on that?
I think that one of the problems, like I said earlier, is that CPS is given a lot of credibility, more credibility than I think they should just be automatically given. So I think that's one problem. The second thing is, I have people who walk into my office that are dealing with Child Protective Services and explain to me the full story, the full gamut of what's happened. And I think that in terms of what the judges see, it's much more limited. And, you know, for example, I've had cases where a baby gets dropped, and the next thing they know, they're being accused of shaken baby, things like that. And when you listen to the story, you realize it's really plausible. It's something that could happen to any parent. As a parent myself, it's happened to me. And you realize that these are, you know, situations that anyone could easily get into. And I think the family court has come to think that they wouldn't be there with CPS if there was not a reason for CPS to be involved. So they're almost given a presumption that's very unfair.
CPS is given a credibility similar to police would be in court, right? I mean, their word is essentially
absolutely
credible.
Absolutely.
Even if they're not.
They're seen as being courts, unbiased people who are out there trying to protect children. And so a lot of the times the court will err on the side of relying on their opinion, not realizing that their opinion is coming from a lack of experience, a lack of training, and, you know, a lack of and a bias against the person that they're investigating.
Right. And what kind of checks are there on a CPS worker's authority?
Well, with any CPS worker, you can always go to their supervisor and speak with the supervisor. And a lot of times there's a supervisor over the supervisor. And so quite honestly, you're again dealing with people who are subjective, making decisions based on their own subjective opinions and mindsets. So sometimes I run into good people. Sometimes I run into bad people. Sometimes I run into supervisors who will listen and correct things. Sometimes I run into supervisors who allow their workers to run wild. It just depends. It's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get.
And unfortunately, a lot of times these cases lead to criminal cases, correct? Child abuse cases, correct?
That's absolutely right. And that's another thing that Child Protective Services workers don't seem to understand is that when they are confronting parents with allegations about abuse, sexual abuse, things like that, the parent has a Fifth Amendment right to not make a statement that could incriminate them. And they have a right to have a lawyer present, you know, for any statement they're going to make to law enforcement or in the course of a criminal investigation. So part of the problem is that Child Protective Services cases are quasi-criminal. They're really handled in the civil court. But when it comes down to it, there are major criminal implications. And a lot of times workers don't respect the fact that the client needs to protect themselves from criminal charges, from CPS, you know, going forward into civil court. And it's just something that I don't think a lot of workers understand. So a lot of them get deeply offended when a parent will not sit down with them and explain what their daughter meant when their daughter said, "Oh, Daddy touched my vagina."
Yeah, Shannon, we got to go to a break here. Feel free to stick around the next half an hour if you want to field calls from listeners. We're opening the phone lines if anyone wants to ask questions with myself or.